This is VOA News Viewer Notes. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers are aiming to inoculate more than 800 volunteers with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a booster shot up to 12 weeks later of the vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Scientists will assess the participants' immune response as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. Researchers expected to get the results in June. AstraZeneca shot is also being tested in combination with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. U.S. President Joe Biden has renewed his commitment to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who gets that money in a call to Democratic lawmakers in the House of Representatives. And later at a White House meeting with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That includes the stimulus checks, plus pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.2 trillion package on a fast track for fast passage, likely with little or no Republican support. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Minh Aung, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The military has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Top U.S. administration officials have said the United States will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed, while continuing vital humanitarian and development programs. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country on Thursday, days after military leaders seized power in that coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February 7th for the sake of, quote, stability. Authorities say the people who are troubling the country's stability are using Facebook to spread fake news and misinformation and causing misunderstanding among people. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. Strong winds are fanning a brush fire burning out of control in Western Australia. Authorities say the fire burning east of the Western Australian capital of Perth has destroyed up to 81 homes. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan said that the threat to lives and homes was far from over, stressing that there were still several emergency warnings in place. A bipartisan report to Congress said that the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling out its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan Study Group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration plans to support the peace process, and he noted that it is assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties with al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.